telling you about the, one of the songs, one of the main songs on Rock and Roll Romantic is about a person that had passed on named Brian Jones, and you actually brought Brian through to me, telling me that, you know, I had written the song 11 years after his death, but it was now going on, you know, almost 40 years, and that I, when I wrote it, I could not have known many of the things that I had really connected with his energy, and that's what attracted him to me. And I was wondering if you could bring Brian's spirit forth, because I had some questions for him that I forgot to ask him.
God bless you, indeed, my dear friend here. Goodness, can you tell us again, my dear, from when he passed to the spirit side?
He died on July 3rd, 1969.
God bless you, indeed. And what do you call the name of the song here that you wrote about him?
His name, Brian Jones.
Perfection. All right, my dear friend. Indeed. God bless you, indeed. First and foremost here, my dear friend, it's always a pleasure here. He calls it a pleasure. It's always an adventure. Goodness, when he gets to dance, or indeed my dear friend here, as he calls it here, he gets to be in the energy of the exchange with you here, not just my infant here through us in this particular case here, but indeed my infant when you're tapping into him, when you're connecting here to him. So he just wants to start off the conversation almost like tipping his hat, so to speak, or indeed my infant here to say a pleasure once again here. He wants to have an acknowledgement there. I believe you indeed my infant here that he's always excited here to have a chat with you, so to speak. We love him very, very dearly. God bless you, indeed. Indeed, my dear. Goodness. So his song, My Dead Friend Here, is upon the album that you speak of, My Dead Friend Here, the Rock and Romantic, yes?
Yes.
God bless you, indeed. God bless you, indeed. He's teasing you now. My Dead Friend Here, goodness, which track is it, my dear?
It's the sixth track. It would actually be the last song on side one if it was a vinyl recording.
Perfection. God bless you, indeed. My dear friend, this is exactly where he would like it here. God bless you, indeed. He's very, very excited. Indeed, my dear friend, at long last, goodness, my dear friend, it's important here. Or indeed, is he in a vinyl record, my dear friend, here? Goodness, an individual, my dear friend, wants to listen here to the entire first side and then decide whether or not, my dear friend, here, they'll flip it over, so to speak. God bless you, indeed. He also, my dear friend, here, very much likes the fact that it's interesting. We understand. He likes to work with you, dear friend. He very much likes to work with you. So indeed, my dear friend, he'd like very much here to remind you that it's the diversity that he likes, God bless you indeed. He had a fascination, upon the planet Earth, my dear friend, here, he had a fascination for indeed, my dear friend, the diversity of music here, not just my infant here, the kinds of music, but the instruments, God bless you indeed here, the availability here. He likes your interest in the fact here that, yes, there are guitars, but also harmonicas, God bless you indeed, my infant here. He very, very much likes your interest there. And the diversity here, he's eager to help you and invite you to be part of a team there, so to speak. So, indeed, my dear, he's very eager, always very eager here. What would you like to ask him, my dear friend?
Well, he was a great musician, and he could play any instrument, as it turned out. And he was one of the first, probably the first guy to actually get into what became world music. So he had definitely an understanding of music far beyond what he was doing with blues and rock and roll. But what I wanted to ask him, because he was in the physical being, he was numbing himself with drugs and alcohol, and there's been some, I want to know what happened on the night that he died, because he was found drowned in his pool, and there are people that say that the worker that he had fired that was with him held him under and deliberately drowned him. I get a different feeling about it, and I was wondering what he would say.
God bless you indeed. So, my dear, this was not an act, he says here, his passing was not an act of foul play, necessarily. No, God bless you indeed. Indeed, my dear. Now, he wasn't held underneath the water and drowned. Indeed, my dear. Goodness. Yes, we honour this. That particular night, my infant here, from his perspective, he also was not alone. My infant here, but it was not my infant here, the case that he was. It wasn't anyone else's fault as it concerns his passing, however. Well, in a rather, we suppose, morose way, he's saying, no one, my infant here, got him a glass of water and ushered him to bed either. Do understand, God bless you indeed here. So indeed, my infant here, there were quite an energy here of maintaining, goodness, the dulling or the distracting effects, my infant here, of, in particular, drugs. God bless you indeed, my infant here. Opiates and indeed my infant here, things of the sort.
So my feeling is that he fell asleep in the hot water and just went under.
God bless you indeed. Indeed my infant here. He was not fully in his body. And indeed my infant here, goodness, what occurred was that he thought, in his particular state here, as he says, that it might be good to indeed my infant here get a bit of connection to the water. God bless you indeed. And so indeed my infant, yes, well, he teases once again. He's got a rather interesting, cutting-edge sense of humour here, we suppose. God bless you indeed. He's not afraid to be a little bit morose, we suppose. But indeed my infant here, he teases you here. He says, falling asleep is putting it nicely, he says. Yes, God bless you indeed.
So but he deliberately went under.
He did not deliberately go under, no, my infant here. It wasn't a suicide, however. Indeed, my infant here, the body was, my infant here, it was toxified. It was over-toxified, my infant here, because of the drug, my infant, the introduction of the drugs here, and the amount of the drugs here that he had taken over a period of about 10 days at that period of time. And so, indeed, my infant here, there was a small brain aneurysm that occurred, my infant here, a very small brain aneurysm here that happened in the mind, in the brain, which could have, my infant here, been easily remedied by the body had the body been without the intoxication. But indeed, my infant, because the blood was rushing very, very quickly at the time, God bless you indeed here, and the blood had been thinned. Indeed, my infant here, goodness, in essence here, that particular spark in the brain, my infant here, allowed for him to lose consciousness. Losing consciousness, my infant here, drowning in the water, yes?
He blacked out,
yes,
which was what he had been doing up to that time.
Yes, God bless you indeed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. God bless you indeed. But not he did not intentionally overdose my infant here. Neither was it my infant here. It wasn't by the hands of anyone else necessarily. But once again, as he teases, no one chose here to, my infant, usher him to bed here with a couple of glasses of water and a cookie here, yes?
Right, and he wasn't a happy state of mind to begin with.
God bless you indeed. Indeed, my dear. There was a lot of, yes, during the last few months, but indeed my infant here, years or so in his life here, there was not an opportunity for him to feel hopeful. That indeed my infant, there was quite a lot of creativity, that genius, that muse within him here, that he was feeling unable to express, that he wanted very, very powerfully to be able here to play music that individuals, my infant here, would be challenged by, would be nudged by, and this, my infant here, was not being encouraged. And so indeed my infant, truly, even when he played music here, that indeed my infant was feeling quite wonderful, quite extraordinary to him. Other individuals, they scoffed at it here. It was outside of their comfort zone. And so indeed, my infant, truly, he was beginning to understand that the kind of music or the ways in which my infant he wanted to take his creative genius or flow was not going to be widely accepted. And so indeed, my infant, it was difficult. It was sad for him, I believe you indeed. And indeed, my dear, in other lifetimes he's chosen other ways here around it, but in this particular lifetime, indeed, my dear, it was easier in the moment here to just get a clean slate, as he calls it here.
Right.
Yes. Does it help you, dear friend?
Yes, I thank very much, and I thank him.
Yes. God bless you, indeed. He loves you, dear friend. Indeed, my dear friend, he likes very, very much the ways in which, my infant, you are utilizing the connection to the diversity, and you might even hear to the new sounds, to the newness here that comes to you, here is channeled through you. But also here there is a through line of what he calls here the basis of classical magnificence. And he's not speaking of classical music, but indeed the classical ways in which Mind Infinity and music is put together. And so indeed, you've got a very good grounding, a very good structure, he says. And then you get to play in and around that structure, which you do very well. He's very pleased, and it would be a joy and a blessing for him to work with you and through you here if you are open to this more and more.
Sure.
Yes. I bless you indeed. Wonderful. So now you have you, and indeed dear Brian, and the spirit of rock and roll. Goodness gracious, we're starting a band. Hip, hip, hooray, yes. God bless you indeed.
That's right. I wanted, before you go, I wanted to...